Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
As you may already know, not all movement practices are designed in an equal way. In the Lit Yoga Method, we help you retrain your brain and body to move better for everyday life. Through physical therapy drills, yoga, functional mobility, core stability, and flexibility, the Lit Method rewires habitual movement patterns and postural imbalances to help you feel stronger, more energized, and more balanced both on and off the mat. Our online platform, the Lit Daily, is designed for easy convenience with a robust offering of class types, so you can boost your energy while getting stress relief. Improved brain wiring means you will move with more ease and efficiency because we teach you the how and why behind movement choices, not just poses for the sake of poses. All movement teachers on the platform are certified by Lit and share a common language, providing education with clear cues that give you the needed reinforcement for enhancing your movement habits. Thousands of students in over 50 countries get Lit to feel more confident, more powerful, and more alive. We offer two subscription options for all levels and bodies. The Lit Daily option consists of over 500 classes in our library, with so many categories I can't even list them, but some include short on time, injury prevention, stress relief, and different body parts. There's also a Tuesday and Thursday live class that's streamed on the daily, and there's always a class of the day to help you take the guesswork out of what class to do. Lit Daily members also get 50% off the monthly workshops. The Lit Prime subscription offer has everything in the daily, plus over 20 weekly live Zoom classes with Lit teachers providing real-time feedback. This is wonderful for community and to get your feedback from a teacher for your own alignment. We also get free monthly workshops in the Lit Prime option. Both of these are streamable right into any TV or device through an Android, iPhone, and iPad apps. Movement changes everything, and when we move better, we feel better. So sign up for our free 2-week trial and see how getting Lit can help you feel your best today and for years to come. I'm Laura Hyman, and welcome to Redefining Movement, a Lit podcast designed to investigate all aspects of movement from my background in physical therapy and neuroscience. My mission is to help everyone find freedom through smarter movement patterns and compassion for ourselves and others, so together we can live our most uplifted lives, benefiting all beings.
Welcome to Friday with Friends. Today, I welcome Dr. Shivani Gupta. Shivani is brilliant. She is a modern-day Ayurvedic doctor. She got her master's in Ayurveda and then went on to get her PhD in turmeric. If you've ever used turmeric in cooking, she has a PhD in it. This woman really knows what she's talking about. So we dive into Ayurveda, how you can apply it to your daily life, finding out what kind of dosha you are and how your constitution is going to influence how you should sleep, eat, hydrate, move, etc. But then even better, we dive into turmeric and its power, its potency, and how it can help you if you have aches and pains, if you have gut issues. So listen up and enjoy, and then go to our show notes for a special, special discount for Dr. Gupta's supplements. Welcome, Shivani. So happy to have you on today, and just really excited to dive into your expertise and how you can help so many.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
So let's start with your background. You have a master's in Ayurveda. You have a PhD in turmeric, which I just found that out, and that is, I think you have your own badge there. You're going to be on your own platform. I've never heard of anybody having a PhD in that. What is Ayurveda and why is it so impactful and really important for people, especially in the West?
Sure. So Ayurveda is this entire system of medicine and health and healing from India that's over 5,000 years old. Ayurveda means the science of life. So it's this teaching that shows us how we can transcend through life, move through our lives in a way that's healthy, in a way that's preventive, and that really helps us achieve the goal of bringing body, mind, and spirit into alignment. And most people don't know this, but Ayurveda is a sister science to yoga. They are literally sciences that are both saying the same thing, just in different approaches to how to achieve that same end goal of enlightenment and peace and all the things that we want in this life. So what I love about Ayurveda is in the ancient texts 5,000 years ago, which I have them on my bookshelf, they described all the subspecialties of medicine. They described obstetrics and orthopedics and surgery and all these things. They described all the ways that we can detox the body to maintain vibrant health. They spoke about gut health and how gut health is everything. And now modern science is saying there's a gut microbiome, there's a gut-brain axis. And everyone in Ayurveda is like, yep, we've been saying that the whole time. The gut matters so much, and we hold the toolkit. We have the practices. Ayurveda teaches circadian rhythm, this circadian clock or nature's clock, whereby if we live by that clock, we're going to be healthier. We're going to have an easier journey when it comes to our health. Ayurveda teaches us to live seasonally, live according to the moon and the stars and the seasons. And then Ayurveda also teaches us how to eat, which most of us here in the West are just shoving food in while standing and not really honoring food as the fuel and the nutrition we need. So it's really a multi-modality, multi-pillar approach to health and self-care that we can embody and practice every day. And it's an entirely different toolkit. So when people are looking for ways to fix their health, I always say reach into Ayurveda's toolkit first instead of showing up to the Ayurveda door last.
Can you talk a little bit about the doshas? Because I'm assuming that to really understand how you would implement Ayurvedic principles in your daily life, you would need to know your dosha. And what are they? And how does one figure it out? If you find out, for instance, that your pitta, you know, prescribed a certain path that really sticks to that constitution.
For sure. So doshas is a big concept out of Ayurveda, where we teach everyone that you are made up of a specific mind-body constitution. You are bio-individual. And so when you're born, your dosha is decided. It's a combination of your mother, your father, and the stars at the time. And that combo creates who you are and the template of who you are. We're some combination of the three doshas. And those three doshas are made up of the five elements. And so the three doshas are vata, which is made of air, ether. Here in the West, we pronounce it vata. Then there's pitta, which is pitta. Pitta is fire with some water. And then there's the last one, kapha. And the kapha people are earth and water. And so when we tune into the nature and the energies of those elements, then we come to understand the nature of that person. A vata person is going to tend to be thin and wiry. They're going to have thin bones, small bones. They're going to have oval, long features. They're going to have dry hair, dry nails. They're going to have poor sleep, disturbed sleep. Their gut health can be off as well. Their nature is someone who's just busybody. They're like the Energizer bunny. They never settle down. They're never grounded. And so a vata person has a very specific prescription that we use because vata people get frustrated. They can look like flakes. They can look like people who never finish what they start. They just keep going and going. But they're also the artist. They're the creative. They have that lightness to them that they always have access to this creative energy. And so vata people need help getting grounded, getting centered, getting earthed down into the earth so that they can complete things and feel more centered overall. Then you have pitta people. Pitta people are fire. This is like your go-getter, ambitious, entrepreneurial, wants to go constantly. And they tend to be medium-bodied, reddish skin tone, reddish hair, or early graying hair. This is someone who has hangriness as like their first trait in life. Like they need to eat and they need to eat on time. Typically, their sleep is pretty good. But when a pitta person's out of balance, they are every description you would use for a volcano. Angry, explosive, ignited, overflowing with rage, like everything that you don't want to do to the people you love, pittas will inadvertently do to the people around them who they love. And so it's so important for the Pitta people to treat themselves like a nuclear reactor and just keep things cool. And so I'm a Pitta and I have to self-manage where I'm like hydration, coconut water, cooling teas, can't always do spicy hot because then we're always ready to explode. And then the Gutha people are of the earth. A Gutha person is grounded, centered. They're big boned. They have more round features, oily, curly hair. This is someone who's very one thing at a time. They're very loyal, very kind, very giving. They have a lot of Mother Earth energy to them. So that's like your caretaker, your grandma energy. And the struggle that Gutha has is slower digestion, slower metabolism, frustration if they're trying to lose weight, and frustration sometimes with motivation. So they're the opposite of the Vata. They're like, how am I going to get up and do what I need to today? Or when they get home from work and they sit down, Gutha can't not get off the couch. And so I coach Guffas differently. And I'm like, okay, you've settled into this Gutha moment of your life. That's okay. Let's get it moving. Let's get that energy moving. So we're born with a certain dosha and primary and secondary dosha. And then oftentimes life events, traumas, big shifts, big changes can shift us to have vitiation or imbalances in our dosha. So you can be like a Pitta with a Vata imbalance. You can be a Pitta with a Gutha imbalance. Like you can have these different imbalances. And that's when you don't feel like yourself and you can do the work to bring yourself back into alignment. Like I've had that happen where I was like, I feel like I'm Tom Brady and I got dumped in Siberia with no cell phone and no money. And I had to crawl back with my fingernails back to myself. And then when I finally did, I was like, yes, now I'm winning again.
So let's take you, for example. I'm also primarily Pitta, so it's kind of me too. Can you tell us some of the tips that you would give yourself or somebody like me in terms of sleep, in terms of balancing that, not going toward that anger, in terms of food choices and movement choices and hydration you mentioned already, but what are some tips that are really easily implemented for people like us?
Sure. So a Pitta person needs to think of themselves like a nuclear reactor. Like, what is the schedule and rhythm that I must maintain so that I still end the day well? Because I find if we don't manage it well, that end of day is where we hit our walls really hard. And then the people around us or we ourselves get the after effects. So I look at it as a rhythm and a schedule. Circadian rhythm teaches us rise with the sun. We teach that breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Lunch should be when the sun is highest, but that time of day is 10 to 2 on the clock. And so that time of day is always when you're best supported to digest your food, to absorb the most nutrition. Even a Pitta person should be eating during that time window. And then as we're cooling down and ending our day, it's that much more important for a Pitta person to do self-care practices. We have a series of self-care rituals out of Ayurveda. So when we do those self-care rituals, doing them in a calming, soothing environment, keeping the temperature down. Pittas don't realize, but we are temperature sensitive. We need to keep situations cool. If your office is too warm, buy a fan. If you're sleeping and you can't stay cool enough, get another fan or AC in there. So really managing the coolness of your body. For example, I can't do it all day at the beach. It's too much. It overcooks me and then I'm non-functional for a day. I'm burnt out. And so Pitta people can hydrate well during the day. That's beneficial. Eat well because we get hangry. Eat on a schedule. Honor sleep as the time to recharge because a Pitta person is going to be such a full force person in all the areas of their life, so intense. If you can honor sleep and sleep 10 to 2 on the clock, again, that Pitta time, then you're really going to honor the body cleaning and clearing everything it needs to, all the accumulations to support you into the next day. And Pitta people tend to like hot, spicy, all the things that we're not supposed to have. And so the more that you can balance that with cool or raw foods or things that will cool that down or balance it, the better.
It's interesting. Yeah, I prefer like warm and spicy foods for the most part. I mean, I have salads every day, which are cool, but it's fascinating. So if somebody is not sure what they are the tests the same online as you would give in person, or do you work individually with people and have them take the test ahead of time?
I do both. So I have a dosha quiz on my website that's free at shivanigupta.com. And I tell everyone to take that one to start because that'll tell you your primary dosha. But then I also like to sit down individually with people because you want to understand in a more in-depth quiz, what was your dosha at birth? And then where are you now? Because that's where you see, wow, Gutha went up, Vata went down. Okay, now I understand why you're saying I can't get off the couch. And so really there's a fine tuning there. when I first started in Ayurveda, I was like, oh, general dosha quiz, I'll win at that. And over time and maturity, I've learned there's a lot of fine tuning that happens.
When somebody walks in the door and they're starting to talk, do you get a sense of their energy already?
You can, because their energy sometimes is so strong that it'll wind me up too. But a lot of times you can't tell, because you could have a vata body, but a pitta mind. You could have a katha body and a pitta mind. Like, it could be anything in there. I am a pitta, but unbalanced, my vata mind will just go. And then I'll notice, oh, I'm driving my team nuts on WhatsApp. I need to just settle down, not give 2 million ideas and that kind of thing.
Yes. In terms of when you're saying how people are at birth, is that based on like an astrological chart? How do you know what somebody was at birth, since they might not remember?
When they take the dosha quiz, you ask them to think back as far as they can into their childhood and describe themselves back then before any trauma or anything happened in their life that was significant. I do find that people have a hard time sometimes. So as Ayurvedic practitioners, we get trained in pulse diagnosis, tongue reading, looking at the physical aspects of the person to understand. Leading through a line of questioning can also help us better understand, like, okay, were you more like this or more like that? Where are you? And how were you normally? And then how are we trying to bring you back into balance? Because I can tell you that as a kid, I was also very like, I'm into reading and I'm voracious and I wanted to change the world. So that's a bit the girl. And now if the girl is feeling very guffa, okay, how do we bring her back into balance? And I oftentimes tell people, look, you need to feel your best. So we're trying to balance you to your best. Doesn't even have to be that exact dosha from childhood. We live in a different world now. And so we can adjust ourselves to be most balanced in our bodies for this moment as well.
I want to share with you a little secret I have. This secret is this amazing skincare line that I've been using now for a year. Now, I am a product queen. It is the one thing I spend money on. I don't spend a lot of money on clothes, but I love products. And I love skincare products because I want my skin to really reflect and showcase how I feel inside. But this is honestly the best product I've ever tried. And I love the fact that it's vegan. It's all natural. You could literally eat it because it's totally organic. Herbal Face Food. It's the most potent anti-aging, multi-correction, antiviral skincare on the market. It's magic. I can't even describe it. I use a little bit of Serum One a few times a week, and it tightens up my skin. And then it also kind of whitens it a little bit, makes it feel like all the sun damage disappears. But you can go for the Serum Two, which is like the correction, and that goes into the more sun-damaged areas. So you're just going to have to try it for yourself. So go to the show notes and hit the link. Laura20 is the code for 20% off Herbal Face Food. I love it. I want to share it with you all.
The physical and emotional is so intertwined. And the biggest complaints I hear are anxiety is huge. And then also depression, not feeling motivated, whether it's mildly depressed and just not motivated or really having a hard time. Obviously, we have therapy, and then we have therapeutic interventions in terms of medicine that can really be super helpful. How would you be different than what somebody would get if they went to the doctor and had the complaints like, I'm feeling really anxious, or I'm feeling really down and low?
You know, it's interesting. I'm thinking so deeply about your question. It's like a multidimensional aspect that we would reach into the buckets of what we do. In Ayurveda, you would first do the dosha quiz because you need to understand, are you an anxious vata and are you a depressed gapha? Because that's the tendency of that dosha. If you are gapha and you're depressed, that was already the tendency there. Let's just balance gapha. Or if you're anxious and you're vata wind energy, it was going to happen anyways. Let me just balance your vata energy. So sometimes it's very easy, and I love the easy. But sometimes it's like, okay, well, if you're a pitta and you're anxious, where is that coming from? Is this a childhood trauma? Is this something current? Is there something in the lifestyle that's not supportive? One question I always ask, is this gut dysbiosis? Can we just approach it from the gut, heal the brain? That would be amazing if that was the easy solution, because I see a lot of parents asking for their children, what do I do? My kid is anxious, which is so prevalent right now. But in Ayurveda, we really take a moment to say, okay, let's look at the entire family history, your history. What are we dealing with here? Because a lot of times it's very clear that gut dysbiosis is the problem. addressing gut is where we're best in Ayurveda. Then looking at like, what's the lifestyle? What are some of the underlying issues here? We can shift lifestyle. Also understanding what's your childhood dosha and where's the imbalance now? Let's just balance the dosha back to center. That alone will fix the issue. But our goal in Ayurveda is really to show you how to build a lifestyle that you can sustain. Like I'm seeing so often in functional medicine, I'm a huge fan of functional medicine. They figure out everything that's wrong. They give you a lot of supplements and tools to fix it, but they don't have the time then to manage all the lifestyle shifts that you need to make and showing you a plan to hold them in place. And so I like doing that part. Functional medicine does their piece and Ayurveda will hold the rest. So now we don't end up back at that door again with the exact same problem.
I totally agree. I think people don't realize how much imbalance and even maladies occur because of this gut imbalance. So without going into necessarily how you would diagnose that, what are some like very common herbs that you think, generally speaking, almost everybody would benefit from that can help with some of the gut stuff?
Sure. It's fun because in Ayurveda, in herbology class, I sat there and thought, wow, if all of us in the West just understood what these herbs are, we would have a different world because we only think of superfoods. So turmeric is my number one favorite because I've studied it in such depth. But curcumin from turmeric drives a million different results for the body. This whole year has been me speaking at medical conferences on the topic of curcumin. And every time I go and pull the science again, I'm like, it does all this for longevity. It does all this for heart health. To me, if we can take turmeric, we're going to reduce systemic inflammation. We're going to support so many pathways of the body. And inflammation is that low-grade persistent forest fire that's causing damage, that's not allowing the body to heal and repair. It's that root cause issue that we have to get to repair the body first. Then it can support the smaller things. So in my research and from what I've seen over these 8 years, curcumin goes after the big problems. And then once it settles those down, it goes after the little problems. I think turmeric's like the number one. And then I've built a whole company around it. So I was very passionate that if we're going to be in pain and inflamed as a society, can we find therapeutic doses of curcumin that drive a real result?
So people will hear turmeric and curcumin. What is the difference? Obviously, one is part of the other, but why is one labeled one and the other?
Sure. So turmeric, the plant, which most people see in the grocery store, a lot of people like to juice it. And I totally see why. We have talked so much lately about whole plant, whole food. The thing is, in India, we never used fresh turmeric. We used it like a radish. It wasn't used medicinally. We always took the turmeric plant, which looks like ginger, and dried it. And then that concentrated turmeric is what we used as a spice. If you're going to use turmeric, please consume it with a healthy fat or black pepper. Those are the two ways you're going to increase the absorption significantly. They're both very good. And black pepper will increase the absorption 2,000%. So it's a must. Now, if you have turmeric black pepper, great. When you take the entire turmeric spice, only 3% of it is the curcuminoids. And based on the scientific literature, those three curcuminoids and curcumin from the curcuminoids is driving the biggest result. And so out there in the supplement industry, which is such an interesting, unregulated industry, we have so many levels of quality, so many levels of potency. Like any business world, you're going to have really low quality that's just trying to make a buck all the way to the highest quality that's trying to drive functional medicine level, physician level results, medical grade results. And so when it comes to that curcuminoids and that ratio of curcumin and that standardization of curcumin, it's very important if we're going to invest our money and time and expect a result for our bodies, that we invest in taking supplements that are going to drive a result. And so that's the research I've done. That's what I've been diving into for these 8 years. And I have seen that when you take curcumin in the right dose, physical therapy, chiropractic, orthopedics, rheumatology, we can cut our NSAID use in half. We can cut our opioid use in half. We can drive real results there.
It's a systemic anti-inflammatory compound, essentially.
Yeah, it's anti-inflammatory. It's antioxidant. It's blood thinning effects, vasodilator. It works on cellular senescence, apoptosis, autophagy, glycation. I've been reading so much about it this week, but basically what I have understood of it is because of how it reduces that systemic inflammation, it's most supportive to so many of the different things that are going wrong. And then what I love is it goes after the things causing oxidation. So we're here aging, rusting, getting more tired and slowed down. And instead of just taking something to keep dealing with the issue every day, it's going after the things causing the oxidation in the first place. And then my favorite thing for myself is it's antiviral, antibacterial, and antifungal. And so I have always needed more immune support. And so turmeric to me is like my defense that I take.
And you have created your own brand, right? And I'm sure this is all on your website, and that we're going to dive in a little bit to like your entrepreneurship, but what do you take on a regular basis?
So I made a formula called Turmeric Gold, and I made it as like our daily preventive. I take that one capsule twice a day, or if anyone in the world sneezes, I just take two capsules twice a day. Or if I'm going to travel, I'll just double dose myself so that I've got my immune protocol on board. And then I created a second formula called Inflammation Relief for everyone who's inflamed and in pain. And that combo is what everyone is taking as their chronic joint pain solution.
That's amazing. Okay, so let's dive into this. Was it the unregulation that's so prevalent, right? Like you can get supplements, vitamins, minerals anywhere, drugstore, grocery store. Was it that you wanted to really provide a quality supplement, even though it wasn't regulated, was going to be this gold standard? And how did you go about doing that? I'm sure it's not easy.
It wasn't easy. I was wrapping up my PhD and people would say, oh, my knee hurts. I'd say, you can take turmeric for that. Or someone would say, I'm catching a cold. I'm like, you can take turmeric for that. And so my family around me just said, you are absolutely insane. If you're going to say that to everyone for the rest of your life, why don't you find one you recommend or make your own? And I went out there and looked and I couldn't find one that I thought was good enough. I still have a hard time buying my own supplements for everything else that I take, like my vitamin D and stuff. And so I just went on a journey. And as I started talking to more and more physicians and practitioners, I realized the reason they don't recommend supplements is they don't trust them. Rightfully so. There's no regulation going on. So they're like, how do I know what I'm putting in the patient? And I thought, okay, how do we get around this? How do we show them that we can trust? And so I met with a factory in the US owned by an MD. We sat down. He had a supplement company that was only for doctor's offices. And I was like, okay, let's try this, but let's try it in orthopedics. Because every time I hurt myself, post-babies, I got plantar fasciitis. And every morning I was like, why do I feel like I'm stepping on broken glass? Like, what's wrong? Or my kid's first birthday, I threw out my back. Didn't realize core strength was important until then. And they gave me all these opioids and NSAIDs. And every time after a week of taking NSAIDs, I'd get horrible stomach aches every time I ate. And I was like, this is ridiculous. You gave me a solution that works, but you caused another problem. We should have solutions that work that don't cause new problems. That was my whole intention, was like, can I create my own NSAID for myself so I don't get in trouble for the rest of my life? And if it works, then maybe doctors will use it and they'll give us better solutions. And so I went out, I built a curcumin formula, and I was just praying, please let it do what I'm asking. I built it right, but you never know until you put it into the population. And that's what we discovered, is everyone's like, you got rid of my knee pain, you got rid of my back pain, you got rid of my allergies, you got rid of my gingivitis. And the stories have just flooded in, and I learned so much from the patients because they have autoimmune conditions, they have chronic joint pain, losing function in their hands, and they're all saying, you're holding me pain-free and I'm not taking the NSAIDs. And then the orthopedic surgeons were like, I don't have to prescribe as much. I've cut my opioid use in half post-op out of my practice. So that's what's fueled me the whole time. So for me, it's a very long game. I plan to be in this game until my 90s or 100s, we'll see. But it's that education of each practitioner and building trust with them, letting them try it on their patients so they see for themselves. And then I hold the standard. Like I built it to be perfect. So I maintain that standard the whole time. And it's taken me about 8 years to make the numbers work in the business, but now it's working. So I know I can continue.
That's amazing. You know, orthopedic surgeons or other doctors who have been trained very differently. And sometimes when they think of something as having such a long presence, but not necessarily been researched in the same manner that we have in the West, they just don't trust it. Have you come across that, or have you come across mostly very welcoming doctors, or maybe a combination?
I've been in this for 8 years and I have met them all. And orthopedics is definitely the toughest nut to crack. And I've given up on that sector 20 times. And it's funny because I'm married to an MD. And so I know the perspective so well, that classically trained mindset. And I'm always like, listen, just because we don't have $1 billion like pharma doesn't mean that our science is not valid. And I'm just going to invest in the science myself to prove my point in this lifetime. So that's why I hold all of my standards exactly the same, because that's how I can publish science. And in the end, prove what I've known the whole time to be true. It's just we don't have the same level of funding because we're not producing drugs. But Ayurvedic medicine is still a very valid science. So last year, I met an amazing mentor in the supplement space who sat me down and said, do you know why you're not winning? You chose the toughest doors on earth, and this will take you 100 years. Let me show you the easier path. And he said, call functional medicine. They know all about inflammation, and they are going to speak your language. Chiropractic, physical therapy, and registered dietitian. Talk to the people who are your people first. Then when you have budget and team, you can go after the toughest. So that's been my new strategy, is that. But I'm still very attached to the fact that orthopedics and rheumatology are seeing that patient every day. And the tool they're giving the patient is not the best tool. So I want to be there as their adjunct tool. So I'm hard-headed. So I'm going after both.
I love that. I'm thinking immediately of my mom, who's 81, and she did have joint replacements. But what she has a lot is a lot of joint pain. She has rheumatoid arthritis, but it is definitely beyond osteoarthritis. Her grandmother, my great-grandmother, did have rheumatoid arthritis. So I just feel like it's in the very early stages that we'll probably never get in her lifetime how it was for my grandmother. But I'm just immediately thinking, oh, this is so great for her, because she'll just sit here and rub her hand, and I'll rub it a little bit and I give her advice. But it is, at the end of the day, a tremendous amount of inflammation. Now, is there anything an 81-year-old who is otherwise really, really healthy, slightly high blood pressure, is there any contraindication?
Yeah, that question I get a lot. So turmeric is a vasodilator. So if you are on a blood thinner, you should not be taking a potent turmeric supplement. Other than that, sometimes when people are older, they eat very bland diets. And so I usually say take my formula with a full meal one at a time once a day to start, because it can cause GI upset. It's a very strong formula the way it's built. But that's pretty much it. There's a little bit of concern with kidney stones where you have to watch it, and that's it.
And for people like my age, can we just take it on an empty stomach, or do you always recommend taking it with food?
I take it on an empty stomach all the time, because I think we just need to take them when we get to take our supplements. In an ideal world, if you are like one of those beautifully regimented humans who does self-care all day, if you take it with fat, you're hedging that bet that it's going to absorb even better. So with a meal, it's even better, but it's built to be absorbed and effective all throughout the day, anytime. Twice a day, 6 to 8 hours apart, though, because the uptake of curcumin into the body is fast and it gets used really fast. Like the body's going to dig it, and it's got so many pathways it connects to. And so I always tell people, separate it. Don't do the once a day thing.
I'm so excited to go out and try your formula. And I will also tell my functional doctor all about you. But for everybody else who's listening, how can they get in touch with you? And you're generously offering a code that we'll have in the show notes that everyone can use who's listening.
Sure. So my website is shivanigupta.com, S-H-I-V-A-N-I-G-U-P-T-A. And then I'm on Instagram and all the socials as at dr.shivanigupta. And then Fusionary Formulas is my supplement company. So that's Fusionary, formulas.com, and all the socials, of course. My podcast is Fusionary Health. And our special code for you is LIT15, L-I-T-15.
This was such a pleasure. You've really inspired me. I have a functional doctor. I have my own protocol, but I definitely would like to start taking your formula and also share it with my friends and family, because I do agree with you. This is exactly it. There is something here for everyone. And then for people who want to know more about Ayurveda, they can also learn on your website. Is that correct?
Yeah, I have the dosha quiz, a sleep guide, a 7-day inflammation challenge. My whole goal in life is that if we all understood what Ayurveda is, we would have a completely different level of vibrant health.
Oh, I love that. Well, thank you so much for your time and your knowledge and passion. I really appreciate having you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. And everybody else, you know I'm always pulling for you.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Redefining Movement. If you like what you've heard, please like and subscribe wherever you get your podcast. Feel free to leave us a rating and review, or share with someone you know. Check us out at www.litmethod.com.
Imagine
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.